We're taking a look at some of Scotland's best castle experiences today on Travel with Rick Steves. And to help us, I'm joined by Scottish tour guides Helen Houston and Liz Lister. Now, Liz, when I go to a castle in Scotland, a lot of times I'm there and I feel like I'm sharing that visit with a bunch of people from the Scottish diaspora that are going back to the old country. And if they are MacDonalds or MacDougalls or whatever clan, they will go to that castle, and it's a special one. You've got armor and weapons on the wall that are hung in a sort of a decorative way that still have dings and nicks from a battle. You've got treasures, artifacts, documents, souvenirs of centuries of clan pride and clan warfare. Tell us a little bit about how this castle really functions as the spiritual heart of a clan. And it's something that people who aren't associated with Scotland might not fully appreciate.
You're absolutely right. If someone identifies that they have some sort of cultural identity, they've got ancestors from Scotland, it's natural to want to find out more about that, to go and see where their granny lived or, you know, where was home for their auntie before she emigrated. And if they've got a name which is a traditional Scottish name, they will go looking, not just in the Highlands where it's the Macs, but for example, down in the Borders, families like the Kerrs. It's actually interesting because the Kerrs were left-handed. And so if you go to their castles, their staircases go in the opposite direction so that the left hand is free to wield the sword. So you find out lots of things about your family and think, oh, well, I didn't know I was a Kerr and I'm left-handed. That's interesting. Ah. But for the majority of people who go to visit castles, it's not to do with their ancestry. It's to find out about the history of the place. And as you say, there are all the artefacts. It might be a letter from King Robert the Bruce, for example, at Brodie Castle that gave them land. So you're going to find out, but you're also going to look at a way of life, you know, the sumptuous surroundings that these people lived in, the tapestries on the walls, the furniture, the artwork, the portraits by famous portrait artists like Raeburn. You know, so it's to go and wonder. And of course, nowadays, people still look to castles for status. They're still buying them up. They're still putting in their fancy furniture and all the rest of it. So they are very much symbols of status and wealth, much more than defence nowadays.